Betty, will you answer the door?
Okay, ma'am. Oh, hello, Dr. Sims. Come in.
Good evening, Betty. Say, you've really done some growing up since I saw you last.
We had a girl in here, she wore a dress. Her dress reminded me of the weather report up in Alaska, 2 below. You think that's bad? We had a girl in here Thursday, she was in trouble. Her maiden form living bra died of starvation.
We live in the most breast-happy country in the whole world.
Say, fellas, there sure is a lot of skin in this movie, isn't there?
There sure is. Yeah.
Yet despite all the acres of flesh in this film, I just can't come up with a word that describes it.
Well, I can.
You can?
Why, sure. It's breastica, boobical, chestica, mammical, pendular, globular, fun.
Flashical, orbital, mandula, scupula?
Righto, that's the one.
Is it gluteal maximal, tushital, cracula, bunula, morning till night?
Well, your absito, glandular, fanny, fantastical, mastoca, fleshular, right?
It's an areological, autoerotical, tubular, boobular, joy. An exposular, regional, bachical, pouchular, fun for girl and boy. A latissimal, dorsical, hung like a horsical, califalagical ball.
The most bunula, funula.
Fruit of the lumula.
Frenchical, tongular.
Wabada, bobular, funula, bunula, fruit of the lumula, Frenchical, tongular. Wabada, bobula, classical, orbital, sorbus, abobular, tosa, particular, ball. Hey!
Bob, would you please answer the door?
Okay, Mom. Oh, hello, Dr. Sims. Come in.
Good evening, Bob. So you've really done some growing up since I saw you last.
On the party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
There's a party in my pants and I want you all to come. Boop, bop, bop, bop. There's a party in my pants and I want you all to come. Boop,
just got into town tonight, oh yeah. Oh, my pants, they fit so tight, oh yeah. Come along, the surf is right, oh yeah.
Boop, ba, na, 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 bop, bop. There's a party in my pants and
some cheese, oh yeah. Bite and tease and squeeze me, please, oh yeah. We will soon be on our knees, oh yeah.
Don't be up in the air when traveling by plane.
Fine.
I'm on my way to a party. You want to come?
Sure. Where is it?
It's in my pants.
There's a party in my pants, and I want you all to come. Boop-ba-da-ha-da-pop-pop. There's a party in my pants, and I want you all to come. Boop-ba-da-ha-da-pop-pop.
After all is done and said, oh yeah. Been entertained and fed, oh yeah. Now it's time to use your head, aha.
There's a party in my pants and I want you all to come. There's a party in my pants and I want you all to come.
He's on the blink. We can't afford to buy a drink. We can't afford nothing anymore. We're so poor. But a life of abject poverty doesn't matter that much to me. I don't care if I die like a rat on the floor. If I can see your naked newlies in the moonlight. I want to see your naked newlies in the moonlight. I want to feel your naked newlies in the moonlight. I want to pick 'em up and play 'em like a banjo.
We live in the most breast-happy country in the whole world.
We had a girl in here, she wore a dress. Her dress reminded me of the weather report up in Alaska, 2 below. You think that's bad? We had a girl in here Thursday, she was in trouble. Her maiden form living bra died of starvation.
It's breastica, bobical, chestica, mammical, pendular, globular fun.
Good evening, Betty. Say, you've really done some growing up since I saw you last.
Oh, pendular, globular, fun.
Breast happy.
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 It was the time of the preacher.
Good evening, Betty. Say, you've really done some
breast happy
growing up since I saw you last. Say, you've really done some
breast happy
growing up since I saw you last.
Breast happy.
Good evening, Betty. Say, you've really done some
breast happy
growing up since I saw you last.
This is Dave Grant. Teenage Diary is a story of love, young love, and it features Vonda K. Van Dyke, Miss America of 1965. Love is the most important area of your life. If your love is right, your life will be right. It's not a question of does anything go, or what do I get out of it, or why not, but rather, what does love require? A love that shares no higher destiny than the flesh will perish with the flesh. This is a difficult theme to handle. In Teenage Diary, we've tried to be bold and frank, but not offensive. We're not dealing with idealism, but with realism. We must look at this problem realistically and do something constructive to reverse the trend. Although the circumstances vary, the basic need and problem is universal. And Teenage Diary is just a start in dealing with this most difficult subject. Penny Harris, standing before her bedroom mirror, pinned a lavender corsage to the waist of her white formal.
How are you doing?
She reached for her pen and diary. Then, sitting with great care on the edge of the bed to protect her lovely dress, she began writing dreamily.
Dear Diary, tonight will be the most wonderful night of my life. Oh, Brad,
I wait through every day and hope today will be the day you'll fall in love with only me.
I'm hoping.
If you haven't told her how to behave before, you're not going to tell her tonight.
From downstairs, a sound of quarreling shattered Penny's private world. Mother and Daddy, fighting again.
Your father's that big corporation lawyer.
Oh, yeah, Fancy Martins.
They're leaders in the church, but I'm afraid he might be taking advantage of Penny. And, Dan, I want you to stop it.
You want me to stop it? Holy... Anna, how much did that thing cost?
Dad, please, he's here.
Wait a minute. I asked that question. Now, how much did that dress cost?
Only $49.50.
$49?
Well, other girls were spending as much
as
$60.
Anna, look at me. Do I look like I'm made of money? Look at these
pants. All right, Dan. We know that you can't be dependent upon to earn what others...
Mother, Daddy, please,
I'll say what I like in my own house. What'd you have to do, buy an original Paris creation?
Well, she's not going to wear last year's dress made over.
It's only half there. No wonder you're worried about her morals.
Daddy, Mother, please stop.
So, how are you doing?
Hi, Brad. Come on in. I think you already know my mother.
Good evening, Mrs. Harris.
Good evening, Brad.
And this is my father, Father Brad Martin.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Hi, how's that new TV work I sold you?
It works just fine, sir.
Well, sure, it's the best model we ever carried in the shop. What time are you kids planning on getting back tonight?
I don't know exactly. I guess it'll last till after midnight.
What do they do, just let your kids run wild?
Oh, no, sir. Even Ken Walker, the youth director from our church, will be there.
I asked you if you wanted to help Daddy.
I want you to come home right afterwards, do you understand?
But, Mom, all the kids go to the coffee houses and things afterwards.
What things? Parking?
No, you kids come right back tonight.
We will, Mr. Harris.
Shall we go?
Good night, Mrs. Harris.
Good night.
It's been a pleasure to meet you, sir.
We'll see you kids later.
Right.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
I'll be a lady.
Remember coming to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest?
I remember.
Mr. Walker said that last Sunday at Young People's.
Jesus Christ said it, and he meant it too, Penny.
Brad, do you let the Lord lead in your life, like Mr. Walker said, in everything?
Probably not. But I'm trying. I'm praying that he will.
Did you ask him whether you should take me to the senior party?
This may sound a little corny, Penny, but yes, I did.
And
I ask you.
They rode quietly through the cool evening of late spring. For Penny, time had stopped. In their wordless companionship, she became aware of the steady hum of tires on pavement and night sounds all blending into a background of happiness.
There's nothing else to do but keep my heart for all.
Leaving the car to an attendant, Brad and Penny walked toward the tiki hut. The throbbing surf began to cast its spell. Music and laughter drifted toward them as they wound their way up the crunchy path. For 10 years, Lincoln High graduates had reserved the tiki hut for their banquets. Penny had heard all about it at school. Polynesian atmosphere, exotic island cuisine, where else but the tiki hut?
Get a load of Penny Harris. Wow.
Hi, Brad.
Man, oh,
hi,
man.
And that chick's come alive, you know?
You're a little bit late.
Yeah, didn't she used to date her
one time? Looks like I stopped around too soon.
That's great. The program started. I'll see you in a little bit, okay?
Oh, hiya, Penny. Where have you been keeping yourself?
Hello, dude.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, what's for dessert, Penny, baby?
He's a friend.
Oh, fine. Sure, big man. Huh? We'll see you around, Penny.
What's with him?
I don't know. I dated him once last year. Now he thinks I'm a part of his harem. I can stand his line.
Forget it.
Brad, good buddy. I'm glad you made it.
Hi, Charlie. Boy.
Reaching the last table, Penny and Brad joined their favorite double date. Penny brimmed with happiness. This was the number everyone had been waiting for. As the tiki ensemble went into a wild, fast-building tempo, a figure streaked from a side entrance, holding a flaming torch high above his head. Swinging the torch in a wild arc, he flung it into a brazier at the foot of the image. Flames shot wildly upward. Trembling, Penny moved closer to Brad. His arm encircled her. Tingling excitement, they watched flaming shadows playing on the intent faces of others. Charlie has built a pyramid of pop bottles. He's carefully placing the last bottle.
Hey, pay out, Rocky boy.
I'll get lost. You're big old header for sure.
What do we do now?
Let's run the beach.
Run the beach?
Sure, you take off your shoes and socks and run in the surf.
Come on, let's go!
Come on.
Brad and Penny followed their laughing, shouting friends through the exit to a bluff overlooking a moonlit beach. There the gang found a wooden stairway leading to the beach below, and pell-mell they ran down the steps, Brad jumping the last four onto the soft sand. He turned to catch Penny. Like everyone else, they kicked off their shoes. Then, with great amusement, they watched Charlie and Judy tumble joyously into the surf. Suddenly, gripping Penny's hand, they ran up the beach that stretched like a silver ribbon of happiness before them. The shouts and laughter faded. Penny heard nothing now. Together they ran up a sloping rock, jumping over its jutting edge and down into a little world all their own. They rounded a corner into a rock shelter. Penny sank to the sand. Her body tingled with a sensation of joyful exhaustion. It seemed as if the world was theirs.
Let's rest here a minute. I can't run anymore.
Okay, Penny.
Brad, thank you for such a wonderful night.
Breast happy
fun.
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 Breast happy fun. Good evening, Betty. Say, you've really done some
breast happy
growing up since I saw you last.
Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. Hi, boys and girls, my name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anybody wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it. Really, really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. We go to Kinko's clubhouse sometimes after school. We play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any rules. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chairs. Kinko likes to tickle us and give us funny stares. Oh gosh, I haven't had this much fun since last Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap.
Mommy, Mommy, Kinko heard me.
But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or anytime.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him and help the FBI.
But Kinko had some handcuffs on, his eyes were full of tears. Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, Short Eyes, get in the car.
Goodbye, boys and girls. See you at the turn of the century, because Kinko really loves you boys and girls. Really.